That's great, man. Let me ask you, man. So what would you consider yourself? What would you call yourself? Would you call yourself a poet? Give me the terminology.
I call myself me. You know what I'm saying? Other people call me Saul. It's Hebrew. Mm-hmm. It means asked for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go much further than that, you know, because I think it's a blessing when someone calls me a poet. You know, I think that's like a minister. I think that's a calling. Mm-hmm. You don't call yourself that, but if someone calls you that, these are the words that we manifest. Word is bond. Word up. You know, we know what we say matters. Mm-hmm. We are all persons, which means beings of sound. We're defined by our ability to vibrate sound. That's why talking into a microphone is very important. Ready to die? Dead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, word is bond.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yo, when this man talks, it's poetic, man. I'm like, yo, I'm riding him.
But let me say this. Hold up. Let me say this in response to your question as well, though. Because it's interesting. You do have poets say that, but not enough MCs. Uh-huh. And the problem is this. You know, you look at what George Bush is doing, and you look at hip-hop. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it today. Hip-hop has become Republican.
Yeah. Word up.
Everybody's talking about money, mm-hmm. dog-eat-dog capitalism, ICE, all this stuff. I'ma get mine. Fuck you, I'ma get mine. These MCs are Republican.
Reaganomics.
Mm-hmm. They're Reaganomics, yeah. Mm-hmm. These MCs are Republican. Hip-hop used to be the language of rebellion. Mm-hmm. These cats aren't rebelling. That's why they posing for pictures with Donald Trump, because they love the system. They bought into the system. Mm-hmm. They are the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
Yo.
It's
revolution.
It seems like people, you know, they're brain dead, so they usually feed into these MCs that you're speaking of that are in support or advocates
of
the system.
We're on the wake up show.
Yeah, let's
first
wake
of all,
up.
Wake up, Spike Lee style. You know what I'm saying? We're on the wake up
show. That's where the name
came
from. Yeah.
But we got to realize something. Hip hop is a very powerful music. It's the only music that demands an instant affirmative. What that means is, as I'm talking right now, you're nodding your head in agreement to what I say. When a beat drops, what do you do? You nod your head. Yes,
right.
What kind of message does that send to your body? Lyric to be like, bitches ain't shit. I hate myself. Black people just make money, kill them. You nod your head yes the whole way. Same way you do in church, same way you do in conversation when you're listening to your loved one or whatever. You may think that's disconnected, but there's nothing that's disconnected. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's no greater illusion on this planet than the idea of separation. Everything is connected. You know what I'm saying? So when you're nodding your head yes to the beat and the lyrics are coming and they're you're building a tolerance, just like when you nod your head on heroin. Mm-hmm. You're building a tolerance for bull.
I remember so turning back, on MTV and be like,
what's my mother name? Jigga. And I was like, wow. Lyrically, regression. Musically, regression. I'm not dissing Jay-Z. I'm just talking about the state of hip-hop and how we build a tolerance for bull. Nobody really wants to hear this because we're comfortable. And that's the weapon of mass destruction that Bush is aiming for. Not a fucking bomb. He doesn't want anyone to touch our comfort level. We don't want to think about the fact that every time we buy ice, someone in Sierra Leone or South Africa is losing a head, an arm. You know, black people. We're talking about black people get killed for every little piece of ice you got. That's black blood you got around your neck. Nobody wants to hear that. I have a right to be comfortable. Yeah. We don't care. Why? Because finally, we starting to make a little bit of loot. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to make loot writing poetry. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. Cats are making mad loot nowadays. They're like, yo, why am I gonna fight a war when I can pose with, you know, Sean John and Donald Trump and all this other shit? You can't make that much money without exploiting people. You cannot make $1 billion without exploiting people. That's the state of this world. You know, money is not power. Love is power. Love is power. You can make money, but don't mistake that as your power is all I'm saying. I've made mad money. You know what I'm saying?
You done all right?
I'm doing very well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's not where my power comes from. And when you hear me speak, you know that's not where my power comes from. It doesn't rest on some sort of acclaim that comes from having some nice car waiting for me or some nice house waiting for me. It rests on the acclaim that I know how to love and I know how to forgive and I know how to speak and I know how to use my voice to conquer the bullshit. The system. And the system, it doesn't scare me. You know what I'm saying? George Bush doesn't scare me. I have my FBI file. They did a write-up on me in the Workers' Revolution, you know, the Revolutionary Worker, the communist paper. I know I have my FBI file. You know what I'm saying? That's some real shit. Yeah. And we face being blacklisted as artists today. I mean, Clear Channel sent out this big list of songs they didn't want. I'm not supposed to talk about this on the station. Probably on this station. I don't know.
Well, one of the stations is the Clear Channel station.
But let me say this.
Say it, man.
You know, they sent out this list during 9/11 of songs they didn't want played, you know, because they didn't want to affect
disrupt
the political climate.
People.
They didn't want to disrupt people. So they were like, don't play anything by Rage Against the Machine. Don't play John Lennon Imagine. But you know what? aside from Public Enemy, there was not one hip hop song on the list. Why? Because the hip hop is not a threat.
Yeah.
Your cats and your fucking do-rags and your guns, you're not a threat. You're just like the white motherfuckers with their bandanas and cowboy hats and their guns. You're just like them. Woo! You bought into the system. You are them. You're not fucking thugs. You're cowboys, you know? And you call yourself soldiers, and that's exactly what you are. You're soldiers for the fucking man, you know? Look at me and my fucking Native American moccasins. This is what the true generals, you know what I'm saying? This is how we march. This is how we march, connected to the earth, connected to each other. You know what I'm saying? Chicano sisters know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the thing, but we've bought into it. You know, these cats are trying to be Jimmy Dean. They're trying to be some shit that's already been. That's why they got names from Scarface records, you know, Scarface movies. And you know, they're trying to be some shit that they seen in a movie. Fuck that, man.